He's a man who is universally well-respected, and not to mention that he was actually the lead legal advisor for Joshua Ngomo Zappu at the Lancaster House conference. The final straw that rocked the camel's back was the lack of openness and genuineness on the part of us as government, with particular reference to the Ministry of Justice and Legal Affairs. I believe that Professor Austin felt that the ministry was playing a role that was demeaning to his integrity, literally wanting the commission to be a subordinate of the Ministry of Justice instead of being an independent constitutional body.
So, as the Deputy Minister of Justice, what role have you played to ensure that at least the Human Rights Commission can do some work? You say the Human Rights Commission has been frustrated by your ministry, especially Minister Patrick Chinamasa. But what have you done?
I've actually done a lot of things behind the scenes. I've actually gone out of my way to interact with the commissioners, to hear from them, both formally and informally. But I would like listeners to understand that I'm just but a deputy minister. I don't sit in cabinet. And at the end of the day, the buck stops with the minister.
Human rights groups are appealing to the government to actually take notice of some of Professor Austin's concerns regarding the operation of the Human Rights Commission, especially as we are going to have elections this year. So what can the government do realistically, in your view?
What the government can do at least is to show some seriousness in ensuring that the Human Rights Commission is made operational. They have a building that was bought for them, but that is not enough. We should actually now look at their day-to-day operations. If we've been able to come up with contracts that will make these commissioners full-time commissioners, we'll be able to devote the bulk of their time to the business of the Human Rights Commission. This has not been done. You have an informal kind of arrangement, Violet. Not only the Human Rights Commission, I'm talking of here of all the constitutional independent commissions.